The Cabinet's COVID-19 subcommittee, as we heard earlier, will discuss the possible move today to mandatory quarantining for people travelling here without a negative test, and for mandatory quarantining for people arriving from South Africa and Brazil, two countries which have reported new strains. We also heard the government is likely to discuss this at Cabinet tomorrow. But almost all opposition parties have already made their views clear on the need to increase measures for people travelling to Ireland. We're joined now by the Sinn Féin leader, Mary Lou MacDonald. Good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
How far would you and Sinn Féin go now on these travel controls and restrictions and the imposition of a mandatory quarantine?
Well, Mary, we've been saying for months now that we need an effective system of mandatory quarantine. And what we mean by that is that nobody should be coming onto the island bar for essential purposes. And that anybody coming onto the island, any part of it through airports or ports, should have a negative test. If they don't have a pre-arrival negative test, they should be sent back to from whence they came. Secondly, we need a second test, a mandatory test after 5 days being on the island. And we need a mandatory enforced quarantine. And anything short of that, and it seems that the government is proposing simply to quarantine those that arrive without a negative test, that is absolutely insufficient. And I'm very surprised at this stage that they don't realise that. Certainly NPHET and the public health experts realise this. We have to grasp this nettle now, and it needs to be very, very clear that only essential travel onto the island and then a mandatory form of quarantine, and nothing will act as a more effective pushback on travel that is non-essential than a mandatory quarantine of 14 days.
So with or without a PCR test, you're recommending a mandatory quarantining. And I suppose
Absolutely.
It's necessary to be clear about exactly what that means. Does it mean, and is your understanding of securing people in accommodation and ensuring that they stay in that accommodation for the required time, whether that's by policing or other security measures? Some might say, even in a health crisis, that this is draconian.
I don't believe that it is, Mary. The reality is that we now have new variants and strains of this virus. We know that this virus will behave in the way that viruses do. They mutate, they adapt, they get ahead of us. We're trying to get ahead of it. And I think in circumstances where we are now into 2021, and there are people who haven't seen a day's work in almost a year, businesses are to the wall, and more to the point, people have been sick, people have been bereaved. I think now at this juncture, it is absolutely proportionate to ensure that those coming onto the island are tested pre-arrival, tested post-arrival, and that the quarantine isn't laissez-faire or a matter just of a hit and miss, which, let's be honest, has been the case up to now. That now needs to stop, and we need very firm and very secure arrangements. So I would be urging the government to move away from any kind of minimalist notion that quarantine is only for those who arrive without their negative test. It needs to be much more comprehensive than that. And of course, it goes without saying that for this to work, it has to be island-wide. So that poses now a real challenge for the government in Dublin to now very belatedly, I have to say, use its influence to ensure that the same stringent measures are in place for those arriving in Belfast or any point of entry north of the border onto our island.
You said, you anticipated my next question, you said use their influence. Alan
Yes.
Kelly said yesterday that we need to start patrols 5 kilometres, he suggested, from the border to stop the travel north and south. If you're going so far as to essentially lock arrivals up for a required quarantine people coming into the south of the country, do you not need to go further with the measures that you're proposing for north-south travel?
Well, the first principle to keep everyone safe on the island is to understand that for the purposes of this virus and public health, we are a single unit. We're a single public health or epidemiological unit. And any idea that you can corral the virus into a corner of the island and keep the rest of us safe is very, very sadly misinformed. That's not the case. If there's a reservoir of this virus anywhere on our island, it places all of us in danger. So just remember, Mary, that the regulations and advice now is that people should not be leaving their homes bar for essential purposes. There are restrictions in the north. There are restrictions in the south. We're limited in how far you can travel, even to exercise.
But you must back them up with the power PSNI. Of enforcement.
The Gardaí and the PSNI have the powers to turn you back and to police that. And that must happen. Absolutely. We're currently in a situation where our regulations and restrictions island-wide, north and south, mirror each other largely. We are in a very severe form of lockdown. So therefore, there is no rational basis for sealing the border. And can I just say, Mary, in any event, the reality for so many people is that who are essential workers, who live particularly in border communities, but more widely than that, that we live on the island and that people for work and essential purposes move north to south. Nobody, by the way, should be travelling anywhere unless it's absolutely essential. That's the advice across the island. The real issue that we face now is travel onto the island from other places. And that now needs to be cracked. I have been saying from day one of this epidemic, and you don't need to be a public health expert to realise that to keep people on this island safe, you have to operate on an all-island basis. We got a memorandum of understanding between the two health departments. That has been only minimally applied. There's been no ambition demonstrated, in particular from the government in Dublin, to press that ahead. And then the issue of travel, I mean, we've been raising this time and time again, and the Taoiseach at this stage needs to go beyond making a couple of phone calls, and it has to be the decided objective of all of us who want to keep people safe, that we will achieve the kind of stringent measures that I've described, that they will be mandatory and that they will apply irrespective of where you land on the island, that we will resolve to keep our people safe.
Moving on to education and an acceptance, I think, now that we will not have education opened in any full sense this side of St. Patrick's Day. Are you still pressing for the opening of additional schools with additional education supports? And what about the traditional leaving cert? Do you think it's time to think again?
Well, perhaps just to say, I think we all realise that given still the level of community transmission, that there are real concerns for everybody across society, but for those in education as regards the safety of students, of staff, of SNAs and so on. And the challenge needs to be now, I believe, to establish in a planned way how that safety is secured. I think it would have been better, rather than making an announcement and a target date of St. Patrick's Day over the airwaves, if there had been a more complete dialogue with the stakeholders concerned. I don't think it's the way to do business to make an announcement like that over the airwaves in the first instance. It is important that special education and children and young people with additional needs and disabilities get the first attention. And I understand, and I very much hope that that is work that is ongoing, because I know for many, many families, the idea that those supports that those young people and children need wouldn't be available until St. Patrick's Day or later will be an unbearable level of stress for them. So the government need to do now what they should have done initially. They need to dialogue, they need to collaborate, and they need to plan. And as for the leaving cert, at this stage, it's unthinkable that the government would leave students and teachers in this state of limbo. It's very clear to me that there needs to be choice afforded to students, some form of continuous assessment. And then if possible, if it is possible to have leaving cert papers, then those that wish to take that paper in addition should be free to
there
do
we
so.
We must leave it. Mary Lou MacDonald, Sinn Féin leader, thank you very much. It's 8:30.